everybody, and welcome to a new episode of StartupRad.io, your podcast show with startup news and interviews from Germany.
Hi there, this is StartupRad.io. This is Jörn again for you. I'm currently on a kind of hunt. I was searching for new products here in Frankfurt, and at the Product Hunt event, the first event ever like this in Frankfurt, I bumped into a new startup. Now I'm at their new headquarters in a beautiful, beautiful old building in the west end of Frankfurt. I'm here with one of the founders of this new startup. Would you like to introduce yourself briefly to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm one of the co-founders of the Wearable Life Science. We have developed a revolutionary antelope suit, which is basically is there to revolutionize the way people keep themselves in shape in the most effective and time-efficient manner.
Could you give our listeners a little bit guidance on what this really is? We will post some pictures to this interview on startuprate.io, and it's a suit. It's a very large, if you like it like this, wearable, and it gives your muscles electrostimulation. So basically, it's a very, very tough workout. I just tried it for 15 minutes and I begged them to end it because it's very intense. Could you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. The idea behind this is what happens is we have a compression textiles and we integrated electrodes into it, which provides you the possibility to stimulate all your major muscle groups at the same time. This is what it makes so effective. Basically, what we say is that 20 minutes of workout with our suit equals up to 2 or 3 hours of the conventional workout. The major difference is that when you go to the fitness studio, you basically go from one machine to another and you have to repeat the exercise. In our suit, you can combine and train all the major muscle groups at the same time. Basically, as you can see, time is the key word. Nowadays, it's all about, you know, performance. You have work, you have wife, you have children. You don't have time for your favorite sports or the stuff you love to do. And we give you the opportunity to do something good for your body. Keep yourself in shape. Basically, we save you the time you would usually spend on your workout, and you just feel great afterwards.
Okay, from what I understand now, you have a suit for electrostimulation, which is a wearable, but it differentiates itself with the fact it's not just measuring something. Basically, what it does in this first generation ever is it stimulates your muscles. So it's not only measuring how you work out, it actually makes you work out. And the second thing about it is it's not like in the studios. Our American listeners will not know it because it's not allowed there. But for example, in Canada, I've heard you have it. So basically, you wear there some compression clothes. Above it, you wear vest, which includes the electrostimulation. And then you get hooked up to a device with a cable where the energy comes from, the impulses. And then you start your workout. You do push-ups, you do jumps, you do whatever your coach tells you. And then additionally, you have those stimulation. I was just doing for 15 minutes this workout and was down almost with my nose on the floor with push-ups. And I was just praying it would end. It's just really, really, really tough. The other thing about it is it actually is not hooked up to something big anymore. So what is this exactly?
Well, going back into history, this technology comes from actually the therapy field, and it's been there for around 40 to 50 years. It's been widely used in medical sector for rehab functioning and when you need to activate the muscles without putting any strain on the joints. That's where it comes from. But consequentially, it does have the limitation about the mobility and flexibility. So you have a huge machine in front of you, you've been hooked up on the cable, and you have to wear a vest, which is probably the preparation process is very cumbersome. So while being a big fan of the technology in such workout, we said it can be done better. And we decided to do and provide people who love doing sports outside with a tool that makes it, you know, running, cycling, or whatever sports you love, to do it more effectively. And that's what we said, it needs to be mobile. So it's a suit, it's a compression clothing with an integrated electrodes, and the electrodes is basically what happens in your body, is that you have a current going directly to your muscles. Your brain cannot tell the difference. It's very natural. And it's basically elicitation of a muscle contraction by way of electrical impulse. And it feels like you're working out in the gym, but it has no strain on the joints. The problem is with the current solutions, where we come from, is, as you already mentioned, is that it's stationary. You have to go to the studio. And we said, let's combine it. Let's go jogging and do some workout for your upper body while jogging. Or let's, while cycling, do some good for our back muscles. So the combination and the use cases for the product are huge, and we are happy to get a lot of positive feedback from people all around the world, from Brazil, US, Australia, saying it's a great technology, guys. Come on, when it's on the market, finally.
So we just conducted the German-speaking interview, and basically what your co-founders said was it's the first second-generation wearable. Would you agree on that?
Absolutely. The wearable industry is huge and it's growing. And most of the textiles and the features that are being provided at the moment on the market are basically measuring something. Measuring your pulse, they're measuring heart rate, whatever, you name it. What we do, we go the next thing. We're not only measuring, we also provide active feedback. So we do your body something good. We put some strain on your body and make it actually behave and make it work out. So you actually doing something, you're in kind of like being more healthy, and you're trying to live in a more healthy way of weight.
So that means at the suit you hook up something like a fist size battery and device, which includes a battery which you connect to an app, and you can basically make your body work out. And if you choose a low intensity, you can also go for running. It's one of your colleagues said strongly recommended for a triathlon. So basically, you need this power for swimming, for cycling, and for running of your core body, but they don't have the time to go to the gym. So basically, that is what it substitutes to. And who else would be your target customers?
I mean, at the end of the day, every person out there who wants to work out is our customer. The system is simple. It's the textile with integrated electrodes. You have, as you said, an electronic unit that provides the battery and the flow of the current. You can easily manage all your workout through your app. The app has different programs for specific sports, whether you go jogging or you're cycling. It can not only be used for active sports, but it's also because of a relaxation tool after your workout. You can sit down, relax, and do some regeneration. Of course, triathletes is like the most prominent group of people we want to target, because they have to work out between 20 to 25 hours a week. But they do also have to complete a certain cycle of power training, which no one does because of the lack of time. And we provide a great tool for combining that. Well, while jogging or cycling, they can do both. So it definitely helps to get more performance for the people who are really eager to get like 10 or 15% more out of the level where they're at the moment. But at the end of the day, it's not only a professional tool, it's also for people who are just found about sports, who maybe lack time, but who want to, as I said, do something good for their body, and we're there to help them.
And from what I understand, this suit will soon go on sales here in Germany, so it will take some time till you get it internationally. What is the price range of your suit?
True. We plan to launch the product at the end of Q2, Q3 this year. Internationally, probably a bit later, but we will have to see as we go step by step. At the moment, we target the price of slightly below 1500 euros for the end customers. And that's, I think, compared to what the current system on the market cost is just 1/10 of it. So normal equipment for the EMS technology costs you around to 10 to 15 grand, and we lower the price and make the technology more accessible to a broad audience.
So if I understand this correctly, basically you take the wearables electronic simulation from the specific studios where you can work out and cut the price by factor 10.
More or less, yes. The reason why it's like this, because we target a different consumer group. Current market is more B2B. It's kind of a fitness centered philosophy. And we want to make the technology accessible to a normal user. So there is actually no reason for this current high prices in the market. Prices can be cut further, but it has certain economic reasons behind it and because of the distribution model and so on. But yeah.
Okay, so basically this could be the next big thing for private trainers who train the very fit. Very well,
for sure. I mean, the pricing tag is not, you know, for a teleshopping product, it's still on the higher end of the market, and it's not for everyone. But customers like personal trainers, they definitely can offer their end customers something new and keep their churn rates down. So I think it's a good addition to the portfolio of the people who work face to face, saying, let's try it out. This is a great thing, and it makes you feel good. So I think it's definitely one of the very attractive channels we want to pursue.
When discussing this in the German interview, one of your co-founders, Kai, said this is the first generation, and within the second generation, you could have a suit that not only stimulates your muscles, but also measures everything, so you could have a complete workout just with this suit. That is pretty fascinating, I find personally. Getting just one more question about your product down. Can you put it in the washing machine?
Sure, it's normal washable textile where you can just make a hand wash program. And I think as a normal user, it should be enough for one and a half to 2 years durability. So it's a quite impressive lifetime for the product.
Okay, thank you. Now talking about a little bit about your startup. You are how many founders?
Oh, it's messy. Well, we are kind of like four co-founders and we're growing. I mean, as soon as we approach the market entry, we see the complexity increasing and we see the necessity of adding stuff and handling of the day-to-day tasks is demanding. But I mean, as a startup, your creativity is a bit chaotic, but it's absolutely fun.
I see. How many employees do you currently have?
So we are quite a big team. We have people from different fields. We have fashion designers, we have tailors, we have our sports scientist. I myself was a former investment banker. We have typical economists and marketing guys, and IT. So we cover all the ranges which need to be covered in this process, which product is not very simple, but we do have expertise in every field we need to cover.
I see. And such a big team requires quite a lot of financing. How are you financed right now?
I go to bank and pick up some cash so we can... No, the idea is so fascinating that it was not that heavy to find people who are as fascinated about the technology as we are. Mostly they well aware of the technology, they trained already with it, and they think it's a great opportunity to create something new, and they see the big market as we see it. So at the moment we're financed with mostly very renowned business angels locally, but also through the whole Germany. And as we proceed and launch the product, of course, the cash requirement will increase and we will plan a much larger round towards the end of the year or the beginning of next.
So everybody who's listening to that and is looking to invest in the second generation of wearables, may it be a big business angel, may it be venture capital, he could click on our link and knock at your door.
We are open for any cooperation and any inputs. I mean, there are a lot of open issues we need to consider, and if we find a partner or a person who thinks we're doing a great thing, whether it's money or just input from outside, I mean, always welcome. It makes us better.
Okay, great. Very interesting story, and we'll keep our listeners updated about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well.